Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Jim Blasingame, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Michael Sonnenfeld. He's the founder of Tiger 21 and the author of Think Bigger, 39 Other Winning Strategies for Successful Entrepreneurs. Mike, thanks again for being part of our day. And let's talk about some of these things. I love some of the things you point out in your book, like about grit and focus. You say grit and focus is more important than intelligence. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. You know, you have to, it's not that you can be stupid to be a great entrepreneur. It's that there are a lot of smart people who never have the fortitude and the discipline and the focus to be a great entrepreneur. And when you study these traits, it turns out the much more important trait is grit. You know, the ability that when you fall, you pick yourself up and keep going. When you knock on a door and somebody slams their door in your face, you move on to the next customer and see if you can make the sale. And over time, as these things have been studied, it's just clear that so many people start a business and it has an early failure and they pack up shop and go home.
Yeah.
But the great entrepreneurs don't let that get in their way. They just keep going. And that's the notion that grit beats IQ every time. And then you also mentioned focus. And there's a professor at Rutgers, Daniel Golem, who talks about triple focus, the focus of the inner focus and the other focus and the outer focus. You have to know yourself. You have to know the people on your team. You know, if somebody's not doing well, do they have a problem? Or maybe one of their kids isn't well and it's distracting them. And then you have to know about this outer focus. What are your competitors doing and what's the competitive landscape? So I would say grit and focus are two of the really key ingredients for the great successful entrepreneurs that I talk about in the book Think Bigger.
I agree with you 100%. It's what another way of saying it is, what does they say in the business schools, the A students will work for the C students?
I think that's true in the White House, but I'm not sure.
So the other thing that I as part of that same thing, I think, is believing in yourself. You know, when I think about how I persevered through times when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour. You've heard people say they didn't know if they were day to day. I've been hour to hour, Mike, and so I think, and I look back and I thought, well, how did that happen? And it was because I believed in myself. And that's part of grit and focus, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's actually not only part of it, but it's a terrific example, Jim, of a more important thing, which is optimism. You need to be an unnatural optimist to be a great entrepreneur. You need to believe, frankly, it's hope in the face of reality. We know that most businesses will fail. And so in order to start a business against daunting odds, you know, we talk about in the book that you have to have this kind of unfailing optimism. And interestingly enough, we know that 28-year-old men, there are others as well, but 28-year-old men are so optimistic that they misread the signals.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't, they wouldn't start. And we think it's biological. We think they wouldn't have gone out and hunted in a prior time because they'd be afraid of the bears and the lions. But by being an unrealistic optimist, they figure they can go out on the hunt and bring home the goods for their family. So this notion of why are 28-year-old fighter pilots and grain operators and firemen and stock traders and commodity traders, these are the people who are most capable of dealing with risk because, frankly, they're a little delusional and it takes
that kind of
quality.
The bulletproof part is definitely part of it, but another thing, somebody asked me one time about that, and I said I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly.
You know, that's another
thing.
Go ahead.
No, you don't know what you don't know, and as a young entrepreneur, entrepreneur, what's guiding many of them is a passion to start something, to make something better, to fix something.
You're describing curiosity. Is curiosity a huge component of entrepreneurship?
Well, it is, but one of the things that we found with a lot of great entrepreneurs is how tough their background was when they started out. And it's not just broken homes and divorced parents mm-hmm. and alcoholism. There's a lot of learning issues, ADD, ADHD. And why is that so important? Because for somebody who's really bright with a great idea, who has ADD or ADHD or some kind of learning issue, they wouldn't fit in a corporation. Mm-hmm. So they say, but if I can create my own environment and surround myself with people who can fill in my own gaps,
right,
then I can let my great ideas shine through. And that's one of the reasons you find these high levels of learning issues and attention deficits,
right,
not because they're bad things, but because the successful entrepreneurs have figured out how to get ahead of them by being their own master.
And another thing that they've done is they've learned how to cope.
Yeah.
They've coped with their disability.
That's
grit. Yeah, if one thing entrepreneurs have to do is they have to cope with the things that they don't have, don't they?
They got to make do with what they have.
Yeah.
You know, one of the
Mike, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back?
With pleasure.
And I need a website, please.
www.sonnenfeld, SONNENFELD.com. It talks all about the book. And, of course, www.tiger21.com.
Hey, thanks, Michael, for being here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Michael Sonnenfeld, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.